Good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports, and one of the stalwarts of sports, and indeed community ethos and fundraising here in St Albans, is the legendary Phil Coates. He is the community manager at the Saints. He dons the Sammy the Saint suit, and he does an awful lot to raise an awful lot of money for a lot of good causes in and around St Albans, indeed the world. It's the mighty Phil Coates. Welcome back to Verulam Sports. How are you doing, Phil?
Hi, Tony. Yeah, I'm fine. And you?
Hey, doing very, very well indeed, and good evening once again. Anyway, we are now rattling over towards June, and I'm really excited to again discuss your little jaunts on a bike from London to Amsterdam very, very soon. But first and foremost, again, you just do so much good in our communities and indeed throughout the world. But I know in our community a few weekends ago, a little bit of a Saints legend match. And again, all the proceeds went to two good charities. And I believe there was upwards of grand raise. How amazing is that?
Yeah. It was a really good day raising money for both Prostate Cancer UK, NetPOP, sort of national charity, and also for Youth Talk, the local counselling service for young people. So, yeah, it was brilliant.
Two very vital charities, both of which are, you know, dear to your heart, Phil. I know that some of those legends, they were looking quite lithe and fit, from what I can understand. That I was up in, I think it was Geordieland for Saracens that weekend, but hearing reports, it sounded from Ian Rogers that a few of those legends, you know, they could have potentially still got their boots out of the business.
Yes. I mean, it was quite a strange situation, because you had the older legends with a very young substitute bench, and then you had the younger legends with the substitute bench, which the average age was 59. So two very very different lots of substitutes, but everybody enjoyed the game, and I think hopefully it's going to become an annual fixture and raise money for either the two charities or possibly different charities as well. So, yeah, it was an enjoyable afternoon.
One thing we do know about, in particular, prostate cancer, it doesn't discriminate against age, gender. Well, obviously, it is a focus on men, but it, you know, it is the one of the predominant killers. And again, the one thing that always resonates with me is that whilst massive strides are being made thanks to the great work that the likes of you do and all the people at the various charities and the scientists and doctors, it still kills a man once every 45 minutes. And every time I hear a ref throw a cell in football, it sends a minor judder down my spine, Phil, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a statistic you don't want to hear, and raising awareness hopefully helps more people think about going to doctor for a PSA test. But it does affect more men than a lot of people realise. So, yeah, we just want to, you know, raise awareness as well as fundraising.
And kind of on that very mission, coming up, I think it's the weekend of the 7th, 8th of June, another one that you do, again, literally getting on your bike to fight this cause, London to Amsterdam. I think it's the fifth year that St Albans Football Club have been involved. It's grown year on year. You just raised hundreds of thousands of pounds over that time, haven't you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's the fifth time we've taken part. Started off with four riders. This year we've got 25 riders. Up until this ride, we've already raised 104,000, and we're already this year with the 25 riders on 15,000. So, yeah, I mean, it's an incredible amount that's been raised, and that all helps with research, the specialist nurses that the charity has, and generally raising awareness.
And that is absolutely the key, because obviously all the great work that the nurses and the science and the technology advances do to fight against this big killer, it is the fact that sometimes there is a certain sort of reticence, isn't there, to get these things checked. And, you know, if you could just make that one person get these things a little bit quicker, then that's going to be making, over time, a massive groundswell of change, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the situation has possibly changed in relation to prostate cancer because of partly because of the good work that the charity are doing. There is actually a national advertising campaign going on, and there are adverts on television which hopefully makes people think about, men think about going to their doctor, or if they have any problems, just doing a bit of research. And raising awareness is a lot of the issue, really, just trying to make sure that men are aware that it unfortunately is a killer. And, you know, if I hadn't gone to the doctor when I did, I might not be here now.
And honestly, that would be a tragedy. You continue to do so many amazing things for our great community, raising awareness of this, and now through Verulam Sport and Radio Verulam, raising awareness of how we could do our little bit to support this. What's the best kind of Just Giving page to get involved and support you, the team St Albans, as you get your cycle on from London to Amsterdam in just a few short weeks' time?
Yeah, the team one is www.justgiving.com /teams/ St Albans City Football Club. Mine is www.justgiving.com/fundraising/PhilCopes2, and that's Phil with two L's. Number two.
Just fire those past us one more time. Really give us a chance to kind of embed it in our minds, because honestly, every single penny counts and contributes towards this tremendous cause.
Yep, it's team one is www.justgiving.com/teams/ St Albans City Football Club. Mine is www.justgiving.com/fundraising/PhilCopes2.
Perfect. Find them, get involved. Every single penny counts. Just in closing, Phil, never to rest on your laurels. You mentioned, obviously, kind of patrons, people getting more association, more awareness of this killer. And one of the legends doing that, of course, is Jeff Stelling. A big, long, 4 marathons in 4 days for that great man, great broadcaster. I know you're already on for the London one. I'm working my way to get there, or by hook or by crook. By walking, yeah, absolutely. By hook or by crook, I will be getting the walking boots, I assure you. Whether that's London, Glasgow, Edinburgh, whatever it might be, where there's a will, there's a way, I'll be on it. But patience for the moment, people. But nevertheless, Phil, that's irrespective of me. I know that's certainly something that you're in for. And that's a bit later, I guess, around about September. But just build awareness of that event and, again, how people can still, at the moment, not in London, but certainly at 3 other marathons across a 4-day span, get involved and become like you and like I, involved in actually tackling this hideous killer.
I mean, the walk will it's an experience, and I think we've got as well as Jeff Stelling, there's some former players who are going to be doing each of the different walks as well in Scotland, Ireland, Wales and England, so over the course of the 4 days, so it should be again something with, you know, a lot of people, about 100 on each walk, certainly raises awareness as well when people see the people marching past and ask the question, why are you walking? And you explain why you're walking. And I think it really helps raise awareness as well as fundraising.
Absolutely, and again, I'll find a way. The website for that, and if you could just get that into, as it were, the zeitgeist.
Yeah, the website. Well, the easiest way is to just Google prostate cancer, Jeff Stelling March, or Jeff Stelling Walk. I can't remember quite which one, but you'll be able to pick it up from there. And if you don't fancy walking a marathon distance, there's also in London, you can still sign up, I think it's in late June, for a 10K walk. I think that's from the Olympic Velodrome in Stratford, and a 10K walk sort of around that area. So again, another good raising awareness and raising money for the charity.
All many routes to help. Do find out the St. Albans team and Phil Coates for Just Giving. Offer support. Literally every single penny will count. Cycling to Amsterdam from London in June, then walking literally a marathon, and just doing all manner of other good things in between. It's the mighty Phil Coates. He's always welcome on Viral Sports. It's always a pleasure to talk to him. And I want to salute yourself for all your continued good work. Have a lovely rest of your evening.
Yeah, and thank you. And thank you to all the St. Albans supporters who've been really supportive of the charity throughout the season, as have the players and management at St. Albans. So it's a team effort. So we'll keep on raising money and raising awareness as a team.
I know you will, and it was indeed heartwarming to appreciate the goodness that inheres in our mighty city, embodied through yourself and a whole heap of others. Phil, always a pleasure. Take good care.
Okay, and you.